New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. Here on Naturally Savvy, we like to educate people about natural products and how important they are. And I'm so excited to have the wonderful Susanna Raff on the program. She is the CEO of Cleo & Coco. She makes a fantastic natural deodorant and a dry dusting shampoo. And all the ingredients are natural and best of all, they work. And I want to talk in general with Susanna just about what it was like to start a company and be in the natural product world and more. Hey, Susanna, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you. So I do a show called Just Ask David with the wonderful David Pollack, and it is called, well, I just said Just Ask David, and it's a beauty show, and you can find it on iTunes and other places. I highly recommend you check it out. We have a lot of fun. And when Susanna came on and she was talking about Cleo & Coco, I thought to myself, okay, I've tried every natural deodorant there is, and I'm still, according to my daughter, extraordinarily smelly. Now, I don't think I'm extraordinarily smelly, but I definitely can get pungent working out and things like that. So I was really excited when Susanna sent it to me, and I thought, holy crap, this actually works incredibly well. So Susanna, first of all, congratulations, because it's difficult. And second of all, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what it's like to be in the natural beauty industry. I'd love if there's people out there who have a product they're thinking of, any tips, advice, hints, anything you can help them with in terms of starting a company, what you need to think about, and what goes into having this, you know, wonderful natural beauty product.
Wow, lots of questions. I'm so glad to hear that Cleo & Coco is working for you. That was definitely our goal. And to start with your first question, because there was a lot of information in there. What went into starting such a brand, such a product?
Yes.
A lot of everything. So the first thing is just the formula. I spent really years on my formula. I was not happy having a little bit of body odor, and I really wasn't happy putting aluminum or chemicals on my body. And I just felt that we should not have to be choosing between our health and body odor. And, you know, living in a culture where body odor is something that's very taboo, and it's really not necessary. I mean, the causes of body odor, it's very interesting, because if you look into it, it's really deodorant, it's antiperspirants and deodorants that are causing our body odor. Because when you have a buildup of when you have a buildup of bacteria under your arms, that's where odor comes from. But your body is built to release bacteria and toxins from your underarms, from your skin, through sweat. When we block our sweat glands, which is what antiperspirant and aluminum does, we're not allowing our body to purge bacteria and toxins. And so that buildup of bacteria is going to cause an odor. But if you allow your body to purge, you really become naturally less odorous, I guess. And there might still be a slight normal underlying odor. But if you're using Cleo and Coco's charcoal deodorant, you will have absolutely no odor. It eliminates bacteria. It absorbs wetness on the spot. So like you, I was not happy having any kind of body odor, and I really didn't want to put chemicals on my body or block my sweat glands with aluminum. I was always very good with scents. So I really just started to mix essential oils and some formulas that were easily accessible on the internet to make up my own deodorants. And the whole lemon juice and lavender essential oil just never worked. So I just started blending and blending and blending. And eventually I added activated charcoal and bentonite clay, which are just amazing products for so many uses. But the right amount under your arms in the deodorant really just absorbed all of the odor 100%. For years, I was using a natural deodorant that wasn't 100% until we came up with this formula.
You know, Susanna, I know I asked you some other questions about starting a business, but before I get there, I just want to know, when did natural beauty products even get on your radar? And when did you realize that we absorb a lot of the chemicals that we put on our skin? And that's why it's important to not have these issues in these products. that are not
I think over the last couple of years, as like bloggers, mommy bloggers became more and more popular. And I think when people first, I think it started with more of the paleo and clean eating movement. And then the next, so when I first started making these changes in my diet to like clean eating, not eating any processed foods and trying to buy organic and adding a lot more healthy greens and all of like that whole trend. I think the next thing that I started to read about and notice was it's not just what you put in your body that matters, but there's so many toxic chemicals that are in our body care products and the products that we're putting on our babies. And we all know about like that horrible, horrible talc lawsuit with Johnson & Johnson talc that we've been using for how many years, almost 100 years on babies and adults,
terrible,
led to cancer. It's just horrible. So, you know, that's what you just, once I was kind of in that green world and spending a lot more time reading about it, I became a lot more sensitive and aware. And you just kind of, at some point in your life, you just start to read and become educated enough about the dangers and the harms that you can't, you just can't do it anymore. Like, I can't buy non-organic chicken for my family anymore. I can't buy non-organic fruits and vegetables because I've read so much. So the next stage was I can't bear to put this under my arms anymore because I just know it's too, you know, there's too many people we know about, unfortunately, who are suffering from cancer. Why take that chance? So I just felt, you know, when it comes to body care and beauty products, why should we have to compromise our health? That is insane. But why should we have to smell? So when I saw that there were natural products on the market that were selling really well and that they didn't work for me, I knew that there was a very big need to improve the formula and make and create products that where we didn't have to compromise our health, and we also didn't have to compromise body odor and efficacy.
Yeah, it's so good that you did that. Now, you also have go ahead.
No, I'm saying my formula took many years and to perfect, and it's an all-natural product, so it's very different than the chemical stuff that we're all used to. It's a creamy product. There's no residue. It goes on perfectly clear. But it's a very different kind of consistency than the regular deodorants, the conventional chemical deodorants, because the preservatives and the chemicals will give it just a different feeling. So,
yes.
But it's an amazing. It goes on like a cream, and your underarms become not only completely odor free and dry, but the softest part of your body.
Oh, yeah, it is really nice. Now, how did you go from that to a dry shampoo? What made you want to create one of those?
So I am naturally a heavy sweater, and I was using Johnson & Johnson baby powder my whole life. And at some point they switched from talc to cornstarch. And when I was already making and using my own deodorant, I stopped and thought, like, why am I putting cornstarch on my body? I don't eat corn anymore. There's got to be more natural, better products. I could probably, you know, make something that smells really good with my essential oils. And I went back to my test kitchen and did a lot of research and a lot of testing. And my dusting powder has a lot of the same ingredients as the deodorant. It has a little bit of activated charcoal and bentonite clay. It has the scents are matching, so it has the same essential oils. And it has the same arrowroot powder. And then I just added one more earth clay, a kaolin clay. And it absorbs, people use it as a deodorant. If you, on light days, if you just want a little bit of powder, it will definitely absorb odor and wetness. People use it as a dry shampoo. You can put it on after a workout if you don't have time to shower, and it's going to absorb all your sweat, all your odor. Anywhere on your body, not just under your arms, behind your neck, anywhere, everywhere between your legs. So I was a heavy, you know, powder user all the time. I always put powder on before I got dressed, and I decided that I should create a matching powder and stop using the conventional stuff that was on the market. And customers told me that this dusting powder is an amazing dry shampoo. So I started testing it out, and it is amazing. It's as if you just like washed your hair. You can have like notice that your hair is starting to get greasy and oily, and you just put it in, and it's as if you washed your hair again.
Oh, that is so cool. You know, I want to talk a little bit in the last few minutes about starting the business. Let's say somebody has their recipe down for whether it's a natural beauty product or any sort of other sort of product in the natural world, a food product or something. What steps do people need to take? I'm assuming it's a pretty lofty thing to do.
There's so many different steps you need to take. I think it really depends on your goals. There's lots of different ways to mm-hmm. go. Some people, you know, just sell. It really just depends on what your goals are. I was in the business world. I worked as a business coach and business consultant. So I was pretty clear about my vision. Social media today and bloggers today really, really help. I don't think that I could have done this without the technology and, you know, and the social media and the networks that we have today. So I joined right away some like indie business networks of people who are making their own beauty products and selling them. And I learned a tremendous amount and right away, and I got an insurance through them because, you know, product liability insurance is really important, even if you're just making it and selling it from home. And I learned a lot and started to make connections. And, you know, there's so, you know, when women are really, really helpful, it's usually women who are owners of these kinds of businesses. And, you know, right away I met other owners, people who had been in business longer than me who would, you know, give me guidance and contacts. And it takes time. It definitely takes time. And you just have to, you know, be out there networking and learning. And you can also be on your computer, you know, joining different Facebook groups, reading different blogs and networking and learning. Because there's so many different things, so, you know, getting your suppliers into place and then your marketing into place and your branding. You need to take it slowly and you need to do it well. That's definitely, you have to really believe in your product and you have to have a product that really has something good to offer. So does that
now,
answer your question?
Long, when you say it took, oh, no, that's great. I was going to say, when you said it took years to get the formula right, like how many years? I'm just curious.
I'm still tweaking it and perfecting it based on feedback. And as I, you know, it went from, you know, small batching to larger batching, from making it in my kitchen to a manufacturer. So when you go from small batch to larger batching and you switch manufacturers, you're able to tap into their strengths and their knowledge. And so I can keep improving my product. So when I launched, my product was 100% effective and people loved it. And now I've just been working on the consistency to make sure to, based on customer feedback. So we keep improving it and improving it. And I think that, and then I'm going to keep adding scents and hopefully adding more products along the way. So it's a constant. You know, we changed our packaging based on the first batch of packaging didn't hold the product well. It wasn't such a great container, so I found a new supplier, and this packaging it works wonderfully. We love it. So, you know, it just really just, everything's always a work in process. Constant
upgrading.
Yeah,
well, it's really great. You know, it's a lot to be an entrepreneur and take this on. Now, you can get Cleo and Coco online. Is it in stores as well, or just primarily online? Which is fabulous, by the way.
Thank you. No, it's online. We offer free shipping for all orders over $25. We just got onto Amazon, proud of Amazon. A big thing in the green beauty world is that a lot of the ingredients are not regulated. So anybody can put really any chemical in a product, and we really don't know, unless you really do your research. The government's not regulating the chemicals in our product, but Amazon is. Amazon's really careful about what kind of topicals they allow, and it took a very, very long time to get Cleo and Coco onto Amazon. So you can find us on our own website, cleoandcoco.com, with free shipping, and you can find us on Amazon. And I have about 20 retail stores around the country. And actually, I'll let your readers in on a big secret. We're actually just rolling out, if you want to try out Cleo and Coco at a discounted price, we're rolling out to TJ Maxx's across the country. So they're only putting about 5 or 6 in each store. So if you get lucky, you can try it. You can buy them at TJ Maxx and Marshall's and get them at a discount. And if you don't find them at TJ Maxx and Marshalls, you can always come to our website.
When does that start?
It should be rolling out. It should be rolling out this month.
Oh my goodness! Well, so congratulations.
Thank you. We want to get our deodorants into customers' hands and let people become aware that you have a natural option that actually works. And we thought that partnering with TJ Maxx and Marshalls would be a great way to do that.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Well, your website is CleoandCoco.com. That's CleoandCoco.com. I highly encourage people to check it out. I want to thank Susanna so much. Thank you for coming on Naturally Savvy. You can learn more about the show. You can go to @NaturallySavvy on social media, @AndreaDonsky, @HealthMediaGal1, and get some great natural deodorant. Don't be extraordinarily smelly like I was. And stay well.